Land. Section 1. How we use land. Some years ago, officials in California decided to find out how land was being used in the state. Measurements were made using maps, aerial photographs, field surveys, and a computerized mapping system. The results were startling. Between 1984 and 1992, nearly 84,000 hectares, about 210,000 acres, of farmland, rangeland, and woodland had been converted into suburbs and cities. This change is happening all over the world. Land use and land cover. We use land for many purposes, including farming, mining, recreation, and building cities and highways. Land cover is what you find on a patch of land, and it often depends on how the land is used. For example, land cover might be a forest, a field of grain, or a parking lot. There are different types of land cover and different human uses for each cover type, as shown in Table 1. Land that is covered mainly with buildings and roads is called urban land. The U.S. Census Bureau defines an urban area as an area that contains 2,500 or more people and usually has a governing body, such as a city council. Any area not classified as urban is considered rural. Land that contains relatively few people and large areas of open space is a rural area. Figure 1 shows the relative proportion of each of the types of land cover defined in Table 1. As the table shows, most land provides one or more resources that humans consume. These resources include wood in forests, crops in farmland, and mineral resources. Where we live. Until about 1850, most people lived in rural areas. Many of them were farmers who grew crops and raised livestock for food, clothing, and manufacturing. Other people managed the forests, worked in local mines or mills, or manufactured the necessities of life for a town. The Industrial Revolution changed this pattern. Machinery was built that made it possible for fewer people to operate a farm or a grain mill. In addition, better transportation allowed manufacturers to be located far from their customers. So thousands of jobs in rural areas were eliminated. Many people had to move to cities to find jobs. As a result, urban areas grew rapidly during the 20th century and spread over more land. Figure 3 shows that today, most people throughout the world live in urban areas. The movement of people from rural areas to urban areas happened rapidly in developed countries between about 1880 and 1950. Now this movement is occurring rapidly in developing countries. The urban-rural connection. Whether people live in cities or in the countryside, they are dependent on the resources produced in rural areas. These resources include clean drinking water, fertile soil and land for crops, trees for wood and paper, and much of the oxygen we breathe, which is produced by plants. The resources that are produced by natural and artificial ecosystems are called ecosystem services. Some examples of ecosystem services are listed in Table 2. Supporting urban areas. The area of rural land needed to support one person depends on many factors, such as the climate, the standard of living, and how efficiently resources are used. Each person in a developed country uses the ecosystem services provided by about 8 hectares of land and water. In the United States, each person uses the ecosystem services from more than 12 hectares, whereas each person in Germany uses about 6 hectares worth. Many people in developing nations do not have access to all the resources for a healthy life. They may use ecosystem services from less than a hectare of land per person. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.